This is a recording of Dr. Tom Roszell Live for Sunday, March 6th, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Roszell Live by Dr. Tom Roszell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Roszell Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Roszell Live. This is Dr. Tom Roszell Live in studio. I'd love to take your phone calls on any aspect of natural and integrative therapeutics relative to your health. You know, perhaps you've had a problem, you've tried, you've applied, and come up with the same old, absolutely nothing that really works for you. Well, here's an opportunity. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out what to do for you so you can reclaim your life and get it back. We're here at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We have a program and a show for you today. One that, you know, really affects something in the neighborhood of about 75 million people directly. And a lot of you don't know that you're being affected by it, so there's probably a whole lot more. So 70, can you imagine the ramifications, the end product financial insult that's to you and to everybody else? So what are we talking about? We're talking about a condition that's often treated by Zantac and Prilosec and Axid and other types of drugs, and they break down into two very specific categories. One are antihistamines, and the other one are antiacids or protein pump inhibitors. And we're going to talk about that extensively today in studio. To help me go through that, it'll be your presenter, your host at the Roszell Center for Healing this Wednesday, the 9th of March at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. It's easy to get to, right? And now that the sun is not setting as quickly and it's more daylight, you can get there. And I promise you, it's going to be a great day this week. Lots of warm sunshine and clear skies. So Wednesday the 9th, 7 p.m., what we're talking about? We're talking about GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. And in studio to help me talk about it, none other than Dr. Bryce Miller. Welcome, my friend.
Good morning.
We have a topic that is very, very debilitating for a lot of people. You know, they start burning. Their doctor says that they're going to suffer things that are going to cause them cancer, that they're, you know, that they have to stop this. But the problem is how they stop it is side effects. But let's talk about this condition generally, and then we're going to get very, very specific about that, because it truly is one of those conditions that embraces this thing that we call the triad of health, structural, chemical, emotional pathways. And in so many situations, it's a result of generally a couple of these things and often all three of them. So for our listeners, let's talk about this generally. What is GERD? You know, what are the parameters? And then let's get into how do people know about it.
Okay, so the basics about GERD is just that, you know, you're having an issue with regurgitating up acid from the stomach into your esophagus, causing some irritation, damage. Can be burning in the chest, can be a hoarse throat, it can be all kinds of different things that can happen because of that. But there's lots of different reasons. The triad of health here is exactly, it's perfectly fit, because every single piece of the triad can very much affect this condition. So it's affecting, like you said, about 60 to 75 million Americans. About 30 of those, 30 million Americans actually are using drugs weekly to help prevent their symptoms. About 63% of those people that have GERD have problems sleeping as well. So 216% increase in this issue since 1998. Big time increase here. So what's causing it? What's going on? There's lots of things in the environment going on that are causing this: lifestyle, diet, injuries, all kinds of things. We'll discuss that.
Dr. Bryce, let me ask you a question. It's like a toss-up question here, but one that I'm doing purposely, because all of our listeners think that GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, or, you know, they interpret it as way too much acid in their body. So my question to you is simply this: is it way too much acid? Or is it this burning and this chest pressure and this heartburn and, you know, the bloating and so forth that they get? Is it solely due to acid, or are there other components?
Yeah, it's a very common misconception that people think that their acid reflux is too much acid. They take these antacid supplements and then makes their symptoms go away. So they assume that's the problem in the first place. Well, really, it's not. Majority of the cases, I'd say, you know, 90%+ is going to be because of not enough acid in the system. Statistically, it shows between the ages of teenager to about 60 years old, you lose about 60% of your acid production. So tell me how you have more cases of acid reflux in the older population when everybody's losing acid production. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
You know, it's a sad situation that we're duped into thinking that anything that burns is because there's too much acid. But, you know, a lot of things kind of walk in the same step. Symptom is a symptom is a symptom, but the underlying cause is not what really is showing that symptom. I tell my patients, look, have you ever raised a garden? And, you know, in the garden, sometimes, you know, you have to get the soil so it's more alkaline, just like the body, by the way. And, you know, so you're going to put lye in there. Okay, lye is alkaline. But if you put too much lye in the garden, you end up with, guess what happens? You burn the vegetables out. You burn the soil out. It becomes the same thing, but from a alkaline pH as an acidic pH. The same thing is true with the body.
Correct.
Go ahead.
Even if you have, you know, lower acidity than normal, your stomach's supposed to be about a pH of 1. Even if you have a lower acidity and you get that acid content in your esophagus, it's going to burn anyway because it's still acidic in there. It's just not as acidic as it's supposed to be.
So talk about this. Let's take the case where there is too much acid. We're going to get into this drug thing later on that makes life much more miserable for people and causes other kinds of problems as well. But let's talk about the situation where, you know, they have all this burning, okay? But let's talk about it. And it actually is acid. It's okay. Coming back up in the esophagus. There's the potential of erosion within the gut called Barrett's esophagitis. But it can be from a lot of things. Is it just that the body's producing too much acid? I doubt, because you just told me it's got to be one, right? Because you have to, that has to be there to digest things. But what mechanical patterns cause that reflux to occur? It's not just stomach.
So one of the main contributors to reflux is an issue with what's called the lower esophageal sphincter. That's the little valve that keeps the acid in the stomach and out of your esophagus. So when you have a problem with this sphincter not functioning appropriately, which can be related to issues with spinal nerve flow, could be issues of a past injury pattern causing dysfunction with how your body is sending signals to this area. Also has to do with the diaphragm, which is how you breathe. It's a large, flat, dish-like shaped muscle in the abdomen that if it's not functioning appropriately, either due to trauma, a problem with the nerve flow, things like that, and you have an issue, or even obesity, pushing too much pressure on this. If this diaphragm is not where it's supposed to be, the stomach can slip through it, and now the sphincter becomes irritated or has a problem, and now this reflux can come up into the esophagus because there's a problem mechanically in that area.
You know, we're looking at an organ system, the stomach, and it sits underneath the diaphragm, okay, this huge muscle that cuts the body in half. Through the diaphragm, you have three major tubes. You have the aorta coming off the heart, going down to supply the rest of the body. You have the vena cava, which is the big vein that goes down and returns blood from the lower part of the body. And then you got the food tube. You got the esophagus. And that hooks right into the stomach underneath the diaphragm. Now, the diaphragm, like the stomach, has a lot of neurological input. They have nerves from the neck. They have nerves from the brain. They have nerves from the middle of the spine between the shoulder blades. And so we know neurologically that can have a huge influence. We also know that muscles, any muscle in the body, can go into spasm. It can react, and they can be, you know, caused to do that by other muscles that aren't holding the way they're supposed to. Let's take the mechanical piece. Let's talk about something as simple as you mentioned that cardiac sphincter, which, you know, is the valve between the esophagus and the stomach, and it's basically a muscle, and it's controlled by nerves, and it's supposed to open and close, but it also sits right there at the level of that diaphragm. So let's walk it through. Let's walk through an injury of what possibly could take place. Car accident. Nobody's ever had a problem before. Or an injury can be just sitting with a bent over position causing compromise.
Yeah, there's two different types of injuries you're going to look at. One is obviously macro trauma. That's a major issue, like a car accident. And there's micro trauma. Sitting in a bad posture repeatedly, causing little dysfunctions, little irritations in that diaphragm over time, eventually cause the muscle to fire inappropriately, become imbalanced, become spasmed, and that can cause an issue. That'll cause a problem with how that valve functions at that junction where that stomach and that esophagus meet right at the level of the diaphragm. And then you look at the other piece, which would be your macro trauma or major injury. So, for instance, if you're in a car accident and say you had that airbag or your steering wheel slammed right into your chest, cause a major issue or problem with that diaphragm, have the whiplash injury, which will cause some irritation to the neck, the nerves coming out of the skull. The vagus nerve is the major nerve coming out of the skull, the cranial nerve, that causes problems with the body if it gets irritated. It innervates all of your organ systems, and so...
Longest nerve in the body.
It is. It is. And initially, if you have a major injury to this organ, or I'm sorry, to this nerve, it can actually cause a whole lot of problems, which can, in a rare instance, cause an issue with too much acid, potentially.
You know, the sad thing is that you go to your traditional physician, they're good-meaning people. They just don't look outside the box. And what I mean by that, everything is compartmentalized. You've got a problem with the stomach, they're looking at the stomach. They don't look at everything that affects it, realizing that there are multiple inputs to that stomach area. But here's a mechanical situation where, in the case of it producing acid, is squeezing that stomach if the things aren't working. Because as you breathe in, you know, if you breathe in properly, that diaphragm, that big muscle we just talked about that cuts you in half, is supposed to get out of the way. It's supposed to open up to the lower portion of the lungs, and it actually helps pump things. It helps move digestion. It helps move the other organ systems. Helps move your blood through. Helps you breathe and so forth. Critical. And you have nerves that come from the middle of the neck. That actually, the second and third nerves from the neck, it's called the phrenic nerves, and it goes down, it actually attaches to that diaphragm, goes all the way through. That vagus nerve that you talked about comes from the brain, goes all the way down, and it touches, you know, that diaphragm and the stomach. And it's, if there's an injury, as you, you know, you put forth, that it's not firing, it's not communicating, it's not getting the signal out. This Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., the 9th of March, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your presenter, your host at the Rozell Center for Healing, and he's going to be doing a program on GERD and other digestive problems. If you're taking any of these crazy medications, you know, the Zantac and, you know, Axid and, you know, Prilosec, I don't know where my brain went for a minute, talking about another subject, but, you know, even Tums on a regular basis or trying to put the fire out because you're always burning. This is a program that you cannot miss. It's one that you have to be present for because there is a way of modifying this and getting off of it. Now, listen, do not go out and stop taking these medications and start taking food, because what happens when you've been on these medications long enough, it breaks down the protective lining of the stomach. And when you start taking other things to help yourself, and please don't go take, you know, a digestive enzyme that has the precursors to acid production. What am I talking about? Betaine hydrochloride, and having abruptly stopped your digestive enzymes. Why? Because you're going to burn like crazy because that protective lining has been eroded. You know, the old situation, if you don't use it, you know, you lose it. This is exactly what I'm talking about. So it has to be done in a very specific way. It has to be done very slowly. Dietary patterns have to be changed. They have to be stepped into very cautiously, very carefully, but it can be turned around. Wednesday the 9th, 7 p.m. at the Rozell Center for Healing. Be there. I mean, it's, and you have to call 703-698-7117. I want to, you know, my boss, you know, our nutritionist, Sue, she told me that I made a partial mistake on the last program, that I told you that if you have thyroid problems, stay away from cruciferous foods. Well, that's true, but only if they're raw. And I'll come back and tell you a little bit more about that when I come back after these very important messages. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about GERD problems and how you can get away from the medications you're taking. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls. You can reach us at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Bryce Miller, who will be your host, your presenter, this Wednesday evening, the 9th of the month, March 9th already. This year's going by way too fast. 7 p.m., and he's going to be talking about GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and the problems that are associated with it and all the side effects you take in the medications. And more importantly, is there a way of getting off of this nonsense so you can get back to a normal life and, you know, really understand what the makeup of this nonsense is? Call my office, 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Do it today, because seating is limited, as most of you know, and then when we're full, and that's it. We don't have any more room. So give us a call, 703-698-7117. There's been a gentleman holding for quite some time. So, Joe, thank you for being there. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, doctor. I want to thank you for all the good service you do for the community and the United States, too. And
thank
I want
you.
To ask you about coffee. Is regular coffee good or not? And how about decaf coffee and teas? Teas, decaf, and not decaf.
All right, let me touch on it a little bit. There's the good news and the bad news, okay? So the good news is that there's a lot of research out there that says that coffee has a huge antioxidant effect on the brain and the nervous system and actually can do you some good and making the onset of dementia problems, you know, old-timers disease and Alzheimer's and things like that, and even things like Parkinson's, be in your future as much as it would otherwise. So that's the good news. The bad news is that coffee is highly acidic. If you're sensitive to it, it can raise your blood pressure like crazy. For a lot of people who are not, it won't. But coffee is acidic. Let's start with that, period. And if you have any problems with keeping your body alkaline, which it should be, then this is going to shift it because it's not one of those things that converts into an alkaline pattern. In addition to that, unless coffee is organic and it is a non-GMO, now you've got all of these pesticides that they spray on the coffee beans and so forth. And when they process them, you're getting that stuff and it goes directly in your body. So acidic and all the garbage that they put on it and so forth are not your friends. So if you're going to do coffee, I'll recommend two things. You do an organic Kona coffee. You're going to have to import it and even go online and get it. It's hard to find around this area because it's expensive. And the other one is Green Mountain coffee, but you want it also organic. Both of those are closer to neutral relative to acid. So if you have a cup of coffee, you want to make sure that you drink at least equal amount of water with it, because the caffeine in it is going to dehydrate you by that much fluid in your system. So start out with a big glass of water. Have the coffee in the morning if you want a cup, but that's it. The rest of the time, you're breaking your body down. You don't need that hyperstimulation from the caffeine. Do not do a decaffeinated coffee. Most decaffeinated coffees are methylation processes, which causes the pancreas to be problematic. You actually increase your risk of the anterior portion of the pancreas being more susceptible to cancers, and that's not a good thing. So when it comes to tea, if you hear my mantra, avoiding things, sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten additives, preservatives, dairy products, GMOs, and so forth, those are things you don't want in your body. If you want to drink tea, drink an organic green tea, which is alkalizing to the system, tremendously high levels of antioxidants in the system. They do great things for you. That's what I drink on a day-to-day basis, plus a ton of water. Joe, does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does, doctor. Where can you buy these the good ones you mentioned, the teas? What stores?
You can any of the general health food stores and the natural food markets, whether it's Whole Foods or Mom's or Trader Joe's, or you know, they all have them. And even Giant, if they have a natural food section, you can go in there and they have those things there. But again, organic only. Do not get anything that's not organic. There are many different types of green teas. Can you be sensitive to them? Yeah, anybody can be allergic to anything, so you have to be careful with that. But if you're going to drink coffee, it has to be one that is very neutral. Otherwise, you're jacking up your acidity way high. If you're sensitive to coffee, as many people are, it can increase your blood pressure. There's a balancing act that's there. There's some, the good news, but you got to outweigh it with the bad news as well. Joe, thank you for a phone call. I really appreciate it. Doc, you know, that's the thing that we deal with people from a day-to-day basis. And somebody who has GERD, coffee is a disaster.
Yeah, it can cause a lot of problems for some people because of the way it reacts with the stomach, the way it increases the sympathetic nervous system, which is going to screw with the way your body makes its enzymes and its acid, and can cause a whole host of issues, which is part of that, the things we'll talk about in that triad of health, that stress factor. And that coffee will actually activate that stress system.
Yeah, it's you know, we don't realize that the body has to stay in an equilibrium. It has to stay, your bloodstream always has to stay in an optimal level, about 7.5. We use a number about 7.2 to 7.3, but optimization is 7.5. Your urinary pH should be in the neighborhood of 6.5 optimally, between 6.5 and 6.8. Now, your laboratory values in traditional medicine are going to be different than that, but there's ways of judging that, and you have to do it over a period of time. It can't be one day. It has to be repeated over a longer period of time. This Wednesday evening, the 9th, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing. He's going to be talking about GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. 703-698-7117. That's how you register for that class, and how you call us here is 888-630-9625. We're coming up to a break. Got a lot more for you coming in the second half. We're going to talk about some of the drugs that you're on. Don't go away. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio today, Dr. Bryce Miller. We're talking about acid reflux, GERD, those things that make you feel miserable, you know, burns and puts pressure on your chest, and sometimes you feel it up in your throat and into your jaws, and sometimes your doctor even says, well, it's radiating to your back, it has to be acid reflux. And like way too many of you are being put on medications that shouldn't be on. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce is going to be presenting this program. If you really want to know what you can do to make a difference, and most of you can, the greatest majority of you can find ways not to be dependent on these medications. Wednesday the 9th, this coming Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. The office is located about a third of a mile off the National Capital Beltway, and it's real easy to get to. Boom, you're there. So it's, you know, like all roads lead to home, that's where you can find us. So call the office at 703-698-7117. 703-698-7117. Register. We do require a reservation, although all of our classes are gifts to you. They're absolutely no charge because of our dedication to educate you about things that you can do to help yourself. So give the office a call, and we'll see you there. George, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
Dr. Rozelle, it's always an honor to talk with you.
Oh, George. Hi, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good to talk to you, my friend. What's happening? What can I do for you?
Well, it's funny you should say about the acid reflux. I used to get it so bad at night, it would wake me up. I'd have to sit up real quick because I thought my stomach was coming through my throat. So, I had a friend that had the same thing. I've worked out for a long time, a terrible diet, but I started taking, these natural DGL tablets. And I don't know if you're familiar with the diglycerized licorice, but.
Yep, absolutely.
It doesn't work as instantaneously as some of the other medication does, but if you know you're going out for pizza and you do have acid reflux, if you let one of these lozenges dissolve in your mouth before you get there, it works for me. I actually started a patent with DGL and Mastic in a gum form. It's funny that I should be listening to you say that, because I actually found a manufacturer, I should say a chemist, that can put the whole thing together in a gum type of thing.
So let's talk about that. The thing of it is that even using DGL, right, these diglycerides are, it's not something that's healing. It's something that, you know, by the way, it's, obviously a licorice extract, and right. It's a very specific component of it, and it can work. But you're also dealing, you're using this as a Band-Aid over something that has an underlying cause. You know, licorice root, you know, can cause other problems too. They can cause hypertension problems. They can cause swelling. So you have to be very careful. It affects the hormonal transport system in the body, and particularly out of the kidney. So it's going to affect aldosterone regulation, which is the adrenal system, the fight flight system. So it's not okay for everybody just to grab this stuff, and you have to watch yourself as well. What I would encourage you to do, George, is make sure that you get your blood pressure taken sitting and then laying down and then standing up, and do it quite regularly. What you want to see, and just, I'm going to go into a couple things with you so you have the data, because you're a smart guy and, you know, you're looking for answers across the board. But what you want to do is, you in a sitting position, I'm going to make numbers up now. It doesn't really matter what the numbers are. I'm just making these up. Let's say your blood pressure is 116 over 68 sitting. Great. Beautiful blood pressure. Then if we lay you down, your blood pressure should minimally stay the same or drop a little bit. But if your blood pressure goes up over that number 116 over 60 that we talked about, then what that suggests is that your kidneys are being compromised. They're not working the way that's supposed to. The what we call the GFR, the glomerular filtration rate of the kidney, is not doing what it was meant to do. Now, when you stand up, your blood pressure should come up about 5 millimeters of mercury above what it was in a sitting position. If it drops, then it tells you that your fight-flight system, your adrenal system, is not kicking in. Angiotensin is the hormone that we want to have available to us because it puts a little tone, if you will, in the arteries so blood doesn't drop out, so you don't get dizzy and you don't get fatigued and, you know, you have this kind of sometimes spaced out feeling just for a second or a moment, and then it returns. So you have to be real careful with that. So, you know, does this stuff work? It has a very specific application in the body, but any of the DGLs are not something, in my opinion, that you want to just say, you know, get it done. There's an article that was written by a medical physician by the name of Julie Chen, and it's online. You can go find it. Just, you know, look up, diglycerides or DGL, Julie Chen, and it's there. And it's a whole bunch of information. So, when you're dealing with this, just remember that acid reflux has many components. One is allergy reactions. And you have to make sure that, you know, that if you're getting things like pizza, people who are eating tons of grains, our stomach is going to burn. At one point or another, it's going to be bloated. They can't break it down. It's going to be fermented. It's going to eat away at the linings. You have those problems. If you're not producing enough hydrochloric acid from your stomach, as Dr. Miller said earlier in the program, then you have a problem with digestion, and these things even become far worse over a period of time. Have to avoid the things. Don't push the mantle, particularly living in our country today. Our foods are horrible, and we want to stay. We want, you know, three quarters of that, and particularly a guy like you. You're a bodybuilder. You're a weightlifter. You like to work out. You have to make sure that your plate is full of things that are nourishing and never take it to the edge. Because you're getting to that age, you know, you and I have talked about where you are in life. You're getting to that place right now. If you start, you know, dinging the mantle a little bit, your body's going to break down. Then you're looking at things that, you know, can really hurt you.
And one other thing you're looking at, too, is if you're trying to build muscle and do those things, your body has to break down what you're eating so it can utilize that stuff. So if you're just putting something in the system to coat, which the DGL helps increase mucus in the stomach, and it's very good preventing issues with that. But if your issue is a lack of stomach acid and or thin mucus, you have to address those issues so that your body can actually absorb, process, and use what you're eating so that you can actually get some benefit from that.
Great information. Well, I thank you so much for taking my call, as always, you're the man. You're way underpaid and you're way not advertised the way you should be.
Hey, tell that to my boss, would you? Call Sue and tell her that she's got to step up the plate here a little bit. George, thank you for calling. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, buddy.
888-630-9625. That's how you reach us here. This Wednesday evening, Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Brazell Center for Healing. We're going to talk about this subject, GERD, and how you really can fix it and what the things need to be done to make that happen. Ninth. Wednesday, 7 p.m., call the office, 703-698-7117. Dr. Bryce, let's talk a little bit about, you know, these crazy drugs people are on and the problems that are coming about because of it.
Yeah, so the big problem you see here is everybody thinks and is told that high acid is causing issues. So now they're being given these drugs that are reducing acid and making their symptoms go away. But what we're trying to do here is fix a dysfunction or give to a deficiency, not cover up the actual alarm mechanism that's happening, which is your acid reflux. So the problem is your body needs acid, like I said, to break down and absorb things. Two of the major things that we need there are for your minerals and for your protein. So a common thing you see problems with are people that are having long-term acid reflux, taking these medications for long-term. They have osteoporosis, hip fracture increase, kidney disease, muscle cramping. They can have even issues with increased risk for heart attack and cardiovascular problems, specifically with the PPIs or the proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec or Nexium. So there's some serious issues in the body that can happen because of a mineral imbalance, because your body does not have the acid to break that down. You also have issues with a dysbiosis or the fungal pieces, the bacterial pieces, because every time you're eating food, you're eating mold and bacteria. As gross as it sounds, you know, it's part of the way it is. Your stomach acid is supposed to kill that stuff. If it's not there, you start to have this bugs and fungus get into your gut. They start to grow, and now you have other issues like IBS, Crohn's, and all these things can start to pop up as a result of a bad stomach.
Yeah, people don't realize. There's an old axiom, you know, you are what you eat, and your external representation is really is nothing more than what's going on inside of you. So you know, take a look at your face. See what the puffiness around your eyes, you know, particularly where your cheekbones are. That's stomach area underneath your eyes, right in the lower eyelid. That's liver function. And if those things aren't what they should be, guess what? You're not eating things. You got allergic reactions going on. Your body's not producing the equilibrium. You're not supposed to mess with things just to dampen the symptoms. You're supposed to find out what it's really all about. Larry, how can I help you, sir? Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I suffer from GERD, for one, and I also suffer from something called Marfan syndrome.
Okay, so you got a connective tissue problem. And in our experience, so let's, you know, first of all, let me say this. There's a lot of literature out there that shows the relationship between gastrointestinal problems and Marfan's, but and authors are trying to go back and forth which one caused which. But because Marfan's has a very specific connection to fight-flight adrenal system, the connection between the two can be straightforward relative to biochemical balances, allergy reactions, toxicity levels, and so forth. You know, in Marfan's, you know, you begin to see changes in the lungs and the eyes and the connective tissue of the body. Skeletal deformities will come about. And, you know, we can talk about that for quite some time, but, you know, relative to the signs and symptoms of Marfan's. So, but, we'll get off. Even there's respiratory issues as well. But let's talk about the connection between the two. Because that fight-flight system is involved, and because there's such a biochemical sensitivity, histamine reactions. Remember early on we talked about there's two, these medications that we're using basically are two categories. One are antihistamines. The other one are called protein pump inhibitors. That means it stops the production of acid within the body. Those situations, you know, if it's a histamine reaction, by definition, there is something that is causing an allergic response of some sort within the body that's causing the problem and causing an inflammatory reaction of the stomach and of the lining also in the intestinal system. So in Marfan's, the indirect connection here is that that fight-flight system is responsible for producing antihistamines. And if that's not working, then you're going to have a lot of allergic responses in the body. There, in our business, what we look for is the neurological connection. We look to be able to desensitize the allergic response. We can do that multiple by affecting directly the neurological system, you know, through manual patterns, but also acupuncture patterns, desensitizing the allergens, changing the dietary patterns. We've had the privilege of having treated a whole lot of people with Marfan's, unfortunately, over a period of decades, and there's a commonality there. Larry, I would encourage you. You're not too far away. Attend the lecture Wednesday evening. Dr. Bryce will sit with you afterwards and talk to you, you know, very specifically about the problem. Thanks for your phone call. I really appreciate it. 888-630-9625. Our number at the office to register for this class is 703-698-7117. Dr. Bryce, let's get back into these drugs, particularly the protein pump inhibitors. Those are really disastrous, and so are the antihistamines, but the protein pump inhibitors cause a lot of damage downstream.
So the funny thing about those is they're designed to only be used for certain situations. One is when you have any kind of physical changes in the esophagus putting you towards a predisposition for a cancerous esophagus, or if you have a very rare genetic issue where you produce too much stomach acid. Other than that, those are the two only indications for use, and the use is only supposed to be for short term, for a few months. But for some odd reason, people are being put on these for years at a time, and it's causing a lot of problems with the body. That is the one drug for antacid that has been linked with the heart issues because of the way it affects nitric oxide production, how it prevents your blood vessels from relaxing. So it increases blood pressure, can put you at risk for heart attack, heart disease, and so forth.
You know, I got a text message in the middle of the program from Sue. And so she and I are going to have a little bit of a debate when I come back, because when I was talking to George and I was talking about the problems with, you know, that can cause some problems with blood pressure and so forth, Sue wrote me and she says, it does not. And I said, it does too. There's an article, three of them I popped up where we're sitting here talking. So she and I will have a debate when I get home on that.
Well, again, the licorice is supportive for the adrenals. So if your adrenals are weak, it could probably help with pressure. If your adrenals are already where they should be, it could push you too high. So it depends on the person. Everything's individual based upon that person. So.
That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, licorice is a healer, and it does make a difference. It's a product that we use with several supplements that we use, and when we want to upregulate adrenal function. And what you have to be careful with is, are things upregulating or downregulating, or there's something that, you know, works in the middle to kind of, you know, balance those things out. But, you know, every situation, you know, that's why I love living with my wife, because, you know, you know, she listens to me, she watches, and she says, no, that's not right. And then we go home, and then, you know, even if she wins, I still think I'm right. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. We're here at 888-630-9625 this Wednesday evening. Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter at the Results Center for Healing. Give us a call at 703-698-7117. We need a reservation. Love to have you there, as always. And by the way, when I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong. But you know what? The last time I was wrong when I said I was wrong. No, I didn't say that. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. I'll see you in a few minutes.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozell here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozell live in studio, 888-630-9625. That's how you find us here every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard, 12 noon. And, excuse me, depending on where you are in the country, you know, you do the math, subtract whatever you have to subtract. Those of you listening to Armed Forces Radio, we salute you, and we're glad to give you the information that we can. We know people are listening all over the place, on computer, on the radio, on terrestrial, so welcome. This is a program that affects over 20% of the population. So we're talking about millions and millions of people with a devastating economic impact, because it causes other problems to come about. Dr. Bryce Miller will be your host, your presenter, the 9th, this Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing. We'd love to have you as our guest. Please be there at 703-698-7117. The office is just off the National Capitol Beltway. It's 7 p.m. sharp. We get going. We're going to answer your questions one-on-one. And, you know, I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at a phone bank that is going crazy that wants to talk to us. You're supposed to call early in the program. Either that or get your stations that you're listening to make this program at least 2 hours long and tell them to pick it up so they can, you know, we can give you more and more data. Dr. Bryce, we'll take another call and see what we can do from there, but I don't know how I'm going to ever get to all these phones. By the way, if I don't get to you today, go to RozellCare.com. That's RozellCare.com. Send us a note, whether it's to me or Dr. Miller, and we will answer you. I promise you that. RozellCare.com. And by the way, there's a new welcome video to the Rozell Center there. Let me know what you think about it. Let's go to, we have a call from Glenn Falls. Let's do that one first. Glenn, Falls Church. I'm sorry. I can't see without my glasses. You'll forgive me, Glenn.
I wear glasses, too. I understand. What's your view of using, I have this problem, what's your view of using spring water in depending upon what you're intending to eat, spring water to offset and to dilute the acids in the stomach? For example, if you know you're going to be eating steak in 5 minutes, then, you know, drown two, three glasses of water.
Okay, so let me start there and stop you there. First thing that you don't want to do, if you're eating meat or fish or dense proteins, you want to have a lot of hydrochloric acid to be able to break it down. That's necessary. So if you're taking a protein pump inhibitor, you're stopping the production of protein or your production of hydrochloric acid, so you can't break that stuff up anymore. So now that meat, that dense protein, putrefies in your intestinal system, and you got a problem. So, and if you don't want to put the water in there, because you're diluting it, you're wasting the acid that you do have. And as Dr. Miller said earlier, that as you get older, by the time you're 60, you know, unfortunately, I have to admit to that decade, that you produce about 30% to 35% of the hydrochloric acid that you produced when you were in your 20s. Not okay. So now you're having difficulty breaking down foods anymore. Anyway, and if you dilute the acid, it's even going to be worse. So don't do that. If you're going to drink spring water, which is alkalizing in some situations, you want to make sure that it's in a glass bottle, not a plastic bottle. Once you put in the plastic, and I'll give you an example, and I usually don't mention brands, but Fiji water, for example, says it's 7.4, 7.3, or 7.5 at the source, which is alkaline, right? As soon as they put it in the plastic and they shipped it and they expose it to heat and cold changes, if you open the bottle and you take a pH strip, I promise you it will be less than 7. So it's not alkalizing. So it has to be in a glass bottle. If you're going to use spring water, make sure that it's from mountain springs out of this country for the most part, into Europe and so forth. Dr. Miller, about 30 seconds, tell us who should attend the program.
So our show on Wednesday is going to incorporate a lot of things, but we're going to go over the intestinal issues that can come from GERD as well as the GERD causing factors via the Triad of Health. So we'll be addressing the structural problems, the stress emotional patterns that can cause the issue, as well as the digestive pieces.
Call us 703-698-7117. We'll see you Wednesday evening, and we'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.